You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello, humans. Welcome to the God Pod. This is God. Today on the God Pod, it's our 200th episode. So we're going to celebrate and have a good time. I'm here today with the God Squad. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, God.
Hello.
Jesus, Moses, Holy Spirit, how's it going?
Pretty good. 200 episodes. Wow.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. Wow. Pretty amazing.
They add up pretty fast when you're doing 5 a week.
How many years has it been, too? 2 years?
It started April 1st, 2019. And everybody was like, this is a joke, right? You're not really doing a podcast. And I was like, shit. Why did I choose this day? I'm such an idiot.
It's worked out.
In case you've been waiting for that joke, this is a joke. This was all been a joke. April Fools.
And now it's over. A 200 episode joke. That's a big joke.
It's the long game. But we're not going to do 5 episodes a week anymore because it is running God ragged. I met Death on Friday. Well, we hung out with Death on Friday, right, Moses?
Oh, that was interesting for sure.
Who knew Death would be so funny? I slept like the dead all weekend. So I think we're going back to 3 episodes a week. We're going to make them longer. We're going to like hang out and just shoot the shit more because, yeah, I can't come up with new images and headlines and descriptions every day. Fuck that shit.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. The best. God's going to die.
And the listeners, they're like, oh my God, 5 episodes a week to listen to. This is so much.
Yeah, how many notifications and emails do you expect us to open? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So everybody's happy about that. Me most of all, because God was going to die. Yeah, I just wanted to celebrate, find ways to celebrate our 200 episodes. And I think I'm going to start with some compliments, if you can handle that, gang.
Wow.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Jesus Christ, you have been like a son to me, even Aww. If you aren't. Hmm. But, I mean, you will go anywhere I tell you to at a moment's notice, mm-hmm. even if it means getting killed. You also do all the audio on the show, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. You went from carpentry to audio editing.
And it's very 2021, you know? I just wanted to catch up with modern times, so I thought I'd get its audio.
I just wanted to say, you've been a true friend, Jesus. I love you.
So have you. I love you too. You know, we didn't really speak too often before the pod, and now we're like talking all the time. So we're closer than ever, even if I'm not your biological son.
Yeah, who cares, right? You're my son in my heart.
Exactly.
The Holy Spirit, you have always had my back since the first day of creation. Always there when I need you. Anytime someone deserves a good smiting, like in ancient Egypt, the Holy Spirit shows up immediately. And wax them across the head. A true friend. Holy Spirit, I love you.
Hell yeah, I love you too. I'm always looking to fight.
Just give her a reason. Thanks, she's there. She'll unload on those a-holes. It's been amazing. Holy Spirit joining the show. Moses joining the show. Moses, you have done whatever I tell you to since the Old Testament.
The good old days.
whether it was parting the Red Sea, wandering the desert for 40 years without question, without complaint, or just walking up a big mountain, which I know was very hard for you, Moses.
Oh, absolutely.
Moses, you have made miracles happen for me. A true friend, I love you.
Well, I love you too. And I got to tell you, parting the Red Sea, that was great for the resume. I got to admit.
Yeah.
Not to be said, it was great for the resume. Yeah. So it worked out.
Good times.
I feel like we should give God compliments back because that'd be like the nice thing to do, right?
you don't have anything prepared. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, I can come up with a couple of things.
It's not on the outline, but I can make something up.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can come up with something.
Yeah, I just pulled up the outline in a panic.
Okay, all right. Well, I won't stop you.
God's very nice. He's very funny, very sharp, very motivated, very passionate about the people and the pod.
He's a very loyal friend and father figure to us all. Mm-hmm. And God is one of my best friends. I don't like to talk to many people every week, but I talk with God 2 times a week, sometimes 4. You know, and I don't have to do that. And every day I tell myself, I'm like, I don't have to do that, but I do because I love God. And I think we can all agree that we don't have to do it, but we do it because we love God.
I remember a time when he had a sandwich, and this is going somewhere. Just stay with me.
I had a sandwich today just before you showed up. This is crazy.
Right. He had a sandwich, and I was in the room. I had not eaten. And, you know, everybody loves their sandwiches. You don't usually. He looked at me and said, "You look hungry." I said, "I'm always hungry." And he said, "Here." And he gave me half of his sandwich.
And he didn't have to.
Now,
that.
To many That's people so nice. Out there, they say, whatever, no big deal. But to me, that's half a sandwich more than I was sitting there with when I walked in.
Yeah. I mean, you go through the trouble of making a sandwich. Said. And then to give away half of, that's like giving away half your heart. I mean,
exactly. It sandwiches are not easy to make. They're very particular. And he had a particular sandwich and he shared it. I will never forget that.
Thanks, gang.
What's the quote, though, that you give a man a sandwich, he eats half
takes
a sandwich?
Takes a mile or takes a mile long sandwich?
You teach a man to sandwich.
Teach a man how to make a sandwich.
Teach a man.
And he still won't do it.
He'll talk about it on the pod. Yeah.
It's never all about the fish. It was always about the sandwich at the beginning, and they change it to fish. I don't know why.
It's true. They don't have to be here. They are here for the love of the game, and so am I. And it's just 200 episodes, gang. Wow. I think it's like 100 with you, Jesus, 100 with the new crew, and now 100, here's to 100 more with Satan aboard. Satan couldn't make it today, everybody.
Why not? Why couldn't he
Satan
make it?
Satan is driving back from Satan Cruise, something like that. But that just means we can talk shit about the new guy, because we are the OG crew.
Yeah.
And in front of him, I'll be like, no, no, we can't pretend we're the OG crew. But I mean, come on. He's not here. He's not going to listen. Where did we start, Jesus? Let's talk about where we started and where we're going. 200 episodes, you know, some people would be like, okay, you didn't save the world. You can stop now. Podcast. But yeah. I think we're just getting started.
Where did we start? Gosh, it's all a blur, honestly. Like, we've done so many episodes.
It has been a blur.
I remember we used to record both episodes of the week back to back, and that was exhausting. That was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
I forgot that. I blocked that out. It's insane. It's insane.
And we would focus
on the
news.
So if you listen to the early stuff, if we sound tired, it's because we were.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started with just you and me, Jesus. And
I want to know, who was your first guest? Do you recall?
Hemant Mehta, the friendly atheist. We should have him back.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He never followed me, but I think it's because he's hardcore atheist.
He's got a brand.
We had on George Carlin's widow. That was a
Sally
big interview.
Wade, good friend. We should have her back. Yeah. Sally. Charlotte Clymer was on. We had John Pavlovitz. And then we went through a long period where we just stopped having guests. I don't know why.
You had, didn't you have Brooklyn Dad Defiant?
We had Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
Exclamation point. Of course. Don't forget that.
We've run the gamut. We've had people all across the spectrum of politics and comedy. And, you know, we've had new school comedy people. We've had old school comedy people. It's been amazing. As a fan of comedy, which you know that God is, It's just been incredible.
I feel like you've made a lot of careers.
No.
Well, maybe a few.
Maybe a couple. Maybe. God maybe works in two. Mysterious ways. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe the
you have spoken
himself.
About this God bump. People come on the God pod.
I stole
pod
that from
God
Stephen bump. Colbert. The coveted God bump. But yeah, I mean, we started with just you and me, Jesus, and we've been expanding our cast of characters and friends. I mean, mm-hmm. we have the Holy Spirit, Moses. We have the Virgin Mary came on with Santa and Joseph. I don't know why I put them in that order. And Satan. And just the other day, just yesterday, we had Death on. So, you know, that's what people wanted. I asked the patrons, do you like it when we have guests? And they're like, yeah, that's cool. But you know what we really like? The God character universe.
Oh, yes.
And I know this may sound weird, but I have to say, Death was a joy.
Right?
Just a joy to listen to.
Just so pleasant.
Very, very pleasant. And just like, you know, I felt good. It's like, I just spoke to Death.
Who the fuck is Death?
Don't worry, Holy Spirit. She's not going to replace you. She never could. But yeah, Death came as a friend, really. And
out of the gate, very friendly.
You listened when you edited the episode, right? Jesus, what did you think of Death's debut?
I thought she was great. It was very unexpected. You didn't expect somebody to be so friendly for somebody who's delivering so much bad news for people.
You know, she enjoys her job.
Like Nicolas Cage in City of Angels.
Oh, I thought something happened to Nicolas Cage.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Except in City of Angels, he had hot, hot sex with Meg Ryan in front of a fire.
Wait, did that? I never saw that movie, although I did listen to the songs.
And then he decided to not be an angel anymore so he could be with her here on Earth. And then she got hit by a truck and died.
Oh, what a heartbreaking tale.
I never saw that film, but I heard enough when the Goo Goo Dolls sang to me. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I saw the video and I was like, I think I know what happened.
You didn't miss anything, I don't think.
Not all the world. Okay, so where are we going? You know, we're going to be rolling out cartoons again. We have people to do that now, so I don't have to do that because it's insane for God to try to do everything. And we're going to be animating actual segments from the pod. Yeah, it's not going to be these horribly written, contrived segments. It's going to be this actual lightning in a bottle that happens here on the podcast. We're going to capture that, and we're going to put it in cartoon form. What do you think of that?
I think that's great.
I like lightning in a bottle. That's good. Good description.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, very godlike. First up is Satan describing what he's doing to Rush Limbaugh in hell. And I hope people enjoy that as much as we did. 24-hour AOC News Channel. Animated. So I think that's a good idea. And if you're listening and you love the show and you hear something that you want us to animate or make a video out of, let us know. And I'll take it into consideration.
Or do it yourselves.
No. Please, no. That should be fun. As soon as I stop being lazy. I think I got enough sleep now. We can move that project forward.
Okay.
Let's do some questions from the patrons. We have an hour now, so we can just waste as much time as we want. And then at the end, if there's too much to get through, then we can start going really fast.
I love this first one. It is from Miss Cass. Mm-hmm. Who asks us, does Vix heal everything?
Yes.
The Vapo rub?
Yeah. I
mean, no.
For anyone who doesn't know.
who is saying that Vix heals everything? Is that the Vix Corporation?
I think this is I think the Vix Corporation put that little question in there. They're trying to get a little, you know, a little free advertising.
Yeah. Miss Cass, do you work for Vix?
I don't know. So Lord Bacon 25XXV. Wants to know, yeah, I'd like to ask what everyone's favorite food from a Chinese restaurant is.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Crab rangoons with the red sauce.
Ooh,
what is a rangoon? What is a rangoon?
It is a flaky, crispy, crusty star formation. It looks like a cutie catcher.
Oh, right.
And it's full of cream cheese and fake crab.
But it's got no information, just a bunch of calories.
It's like a dessert, almost. Yes. But yes, you just...
So good.
I'm going to have to claim General So. I'm right. General So's chicken. I'm just going to be basic and just say General So.
Seems right.
I have to go with cashew chicken. Cashew chicken. That's everything. Any Chinese restaurant, even in a Thai restaurant, wherever I'm going, I go, hey, you got cashew chicken. And even if they aren't
in any restaurant, like an Applebee's?
I do. I'll go to Fridays or Chili's and say, you have to have cashew chicken back there. And if they say no, I say, do you have cashews? Why don't you throw them in some chicken? But that's
I think you just like cashews.
I do. I love cashews.
I'm going to be a huge disappointment and reveal I don't like Chinese food.
Oh,
wow.
What?
So I like the fortune cookies. That'll be my lame answer.
You like the fortune cookies? Wow. Gross. That's like the worst part of Chinese food. You don't like sweet and sour soup?
Mughal Gai Pan, beef with broccoli,
egg rolls,
wonton soup.
Fried rice?
I love fried rice.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well,
what
are you talking about?
Okay. I love fried rice.
Okay.
What kind of fried rice? Chicken, pork, shrimp, vegetable?
I like a Trader Joe's is a good vegetable.
Hell?
Come on. Wait a minute.
It's a freezer item. You cook it at home.
Jesus
we're talking
Christ,
about.
You're killing me here.
You're going to. Here's what you're going to do, Jesus. You're going to walk into a Chinese restaurant with your Trader Joe's food and say, could I have one of those cookies that has a little thing inside and then leave?
Yeah, seriously, you don't even like the taste of the fortune cookies, right? It's just the fortunes that you like.
Right, of course. Yeah, I'm just saying that
terrible.
Because I don't have a favorite food.
They are terrible. Every time I open up a fortune cookie, I'm like, maybe this will be the top. Maybe this will be a good one. No.
Sometimes they're not fortunes. Sometimes they're just like little like, I don't know, like be good to yourself and others. And it's like, that's not a fortune.
So Jesus, is this where you're getting your ideas that you bestow on humanity? You're just getting them from fortune cookies?
Wow.
Yep. I open them up.
Wow.
You guys give them to me. I open them up. And that's what I
this
share.
Is a revelation.
It's a new Sermon on the Mount.
This is a revelation. So a lot of the stories in the Bible are played off of fortune cookies, kind of in a way.
Yeah, exactly. And you know those numbers you see next to Bible verses? They're not passage numbers. They're lucky numbers I found inside fortune cookies.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Mind-blowing revelations here on our 200th episode. Jesus is all about those fortune cookies. I just want to say General So can kick Colonel Sanders' ass any day of the week. I don't think I have much support on that, but that's fine.
What about what about Captain D, though? Could he take Captain D?
Who's Captain D?
Listen, oh, that's a, it's a fish place. Captain D, famous fisherman.
Oh, so now, are we now comparing Chinese food to other foods and restaurants? Because now we're going to get into a whole new episode.
They have to have a military designation, like General, Colonel, Captain D. Captain D, you know what you're doing. Quit that name. Right. Captain D,
baby.
Wow. You never know where we're going to go. So Jesus is all about those fortune cookies. There's your answer.
There's your long answer.
And
there's
fried rice.
There's your whole episode answer there, Lord Bacon. All right. So over Chonky, if the Holy Spirit hates the word congeal, sorry, I had to say it, it's written, so much, how does she feel about moist?
I'm fine with moist. Moist doesn't...
Really?
Moist isn't a bad word. Like, I don't get why people hate moist. I think so many people attach their personality to not liking the word moist, and that becomes their whole sense of self. And I've risen above that, and I've evolved to hating the word congeal. So stop saying it.
Yeah, that's next level. Like, every time I used to ask this question all the time, like, what's your favorite curse word or what's your least favorite word? And moist was always there at the top.
But
like,
why?
People hate it. It's because they're Puritans.
Well, it's kind of a gross visual, and it's that oi in moist, I think.
It's the
moist.
It's the oi?
It's the oi in moist.
It's the oi in moist?
Moist. It's the oi. It's just gross. It is gross.
The oi is gross.
That's a... Moses takes offense to that.
Yeah.
What is
the
visual that you get in your head from the word moist,
oi.
Jesus?
That oi is gross. Oi.
Moist, like you're starting to sweat.
What?
Nobody likes that.
When I think of moist, I think of brownies. Super moist, ultra deluxe.
I think most people are thinking about pussy.
Whoa.
Hey, wow.
Whoa.
Am I wrong in this?
I mean, we're all thinking it.
Are people grossed out? Are most people grossed out by pussy?
Say, I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Well, no, like that grossed out by the actual
They just don't like a wet one.
Exactly. People are bitching. Which is why that song Wet Ass Pussy was such a blockbuster.
But why would that? No, that's not a bit. We don't need. Here, let me get the next question here. I think
I've asked the humans and they said that was why.
We're going to psychoanalyze.
Would it have been a hit if the song was Moist Ass Pussy?
Map.
It's the hive moist.
Google
mine.
Map.
Congealed Ass Pussy? I don't know.
Oh my God.
What? What? I had what?
I will quit on air.
What?
No.
I just don't. Thought it was...
Fall back, yeah. Moses. Fall back.
All right. All right. Let me move on here. Okay. All right. Boris 11. Okay. Can the Virgin Mary do a report on location from Venus? Men from Moses is from Mars. Women are from Venus. I see. Okay. Is that possible?
I guess.
Yeah. I'll have to put her in a special suit.
Yeah, we're going to have to, like, workshop that idea and see what we're doing. But, yeah, cool. Virgin Mary's on Venus and Moses is on Mars. Moses, didn't you already go to Mars?
I did. There's no reason to go back. I did. I went there.
Right.
There's no need to.
You met, what was the name of that alien again?
Gobblegorp? Is it
Gobblegorp?
Gobblegorp?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The legend Cadus adds Uranus might be more fitting.
That's not a question.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry I missed that there. I didn't see that.
Never miss a chance to make a Uranus joke.
Right. What is this? Mitchie Mouse? Is that a misspelling or is it actually Mitchie Mouse?
Mishy.
I'm sure they pronounce Mitchie. It Mickey.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's all right. Mickey Mouse. Mickey with a Mitchie. Why did you make humans ticklish?
Why not? You have a problem with being tickled? I mean, have you ever, like, when you're a little kid, you know, you're like one or two and you get tickled, as long as it's someone who's not like overdoing it, because that can be horrible.
That's when you stop trusting people your first time getting tickled.
Because they take it too far. They're just like, they don't stop.
Any tickling is too far.
Yeah. Adults, parents, and friends, and uncles and aunts, go easy on the tickling. Because, yeah, Holy Spirit is right. The kid is going to start crying and then won't want to be hugged ever. So tickling is something that makes kids laugh.
I totally agree. For the listeners, I just got to say, if you could see the Holy Spirit's face right now, she is not impressed with this question.
One time I got tickled so hard I kicked out a window, and then I got in trouble for kicking out the window. And so I'm biased.
Sorry about that, really.
I said, stop, I'm going to kick out this window. And he kept doing it.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And I get grounded.
You did it? You kicked out the window?
I did.
Wow. Did it break or did it just fall out?
No, it broke.
Why did I invent tickling? Because, you know, sometimes a kid's crying and are in a bad mood and you just have to, like, hey, change the narrative a little bit. But go easy on the tickling, because otherwise you could get, like, your window kicked out, get kicked in the head. Just go easy.
It's physical manipulation.
Okay.
Okay, next question here. Here we go. Squirlicone?
Squirlicone.
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 Ah, Squirlicone. God is saying, quote, to heck with religion, it's all made up, unquote. Insulting? Is that insulting? I'm getting a lot of pushback on the Book of Faces, parentheses, feces, about it.
On Feces Book. I like that. Oh. I haven't heard that before. Pretty good. Is it insulting? No. Is God religion? That's like equating me to being religion. And I feel like it's not the same thing. Mm. I think religion goes like too far, dude. And I think I say it all the time, right, Jesus?
Yeah.
First episode was why it's okay to be blasphemous. And then I also, in the first episode, said there needs to be a plague that only kills idiots.
And then COVID came along.
And it seems like whatever I wish for seems to end up happening. Maybe that's my real power, Jesus. Wow. I should wish for nicer things. It's not insulting. You know, you're going to say stuff like that on Feces Book. Of course, you're going to have people all up in your business because... All right, last question. Let's wrap up this segment. It's getting stale. Ever since the tickling question, I'm so sorry, Holy Spirit, that happened.
We're all on edge. We're going to get tickled.
We're all depressed now.
I'm not sure if this is the second part of that last question, but the final one on this outline just says, God.
Oh, yeah. This is a question I wrote down because I was like, I have a question. Why am I doing this? It's not working. No one likes me. Everything I do turns to shit, and no one listens to my commandments. So why am I doing this? What is my motivation? I've been doing it for like 6,000 years or longer.
Wow, self-sabotage much?
Oh, well, you know what? I wrote this down before I got all those nice compliments.
Oh, good,
yeah, because that took a hard left turn.
Yeah, so you know what?
That took a hard left.
What's my motivation? I think we're going to get into... It's to continue to fight extremist assholes and bigots. Is that good enough? Cool.
Yeah, you never want to give up. Don't give up.
Right, okay. Let's go on to the goddamn news, which I think I used to call the me damn news, right, Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you change it? I thought you still called it.
I don't know. I don't want to make people think.
It's funny, though. The me damn news. People like that.
Okay, so you would prefer if I said the me damn news?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Or when you sneeze and you go, me bless me. That's funny. People eat that up.
Okay. It's time for the me damn news.
Physics to prove if God exists. Wow, God, you get to find out if you exist or not. If God exists, one question would be whether they would be bound to the laws of sciences such as physics. God is they in
this
situation.
Wait a minute. Wait. Science is trying to cancel me, erase me from existence.
They're trying to out you
as being that I don't exist, huh? I mean, to be honest, I'm as interested in their conclusions as any of you.
Oh, they have a word problem here. First, can God travel faster than light? Let's just take the question at face value. Light travels at an approximate speed of 3×10⁵ kilometers every second. What the fuck? Or 186,000 miles per second. We learn at school that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, not even the USS Enterprise in Star Trek, when its dilithium crystals are set to max.
Yeah, I something tells me they're trying to throw everybody off with a bunch of big numbers and, you know, kind of make them go, oh, we should question this.
Wait, so if I can't travel faster than light, how does that prove I don't exist?
I don't think it does.
How fast does your spaceship travel?
It's like, you know, it's not bad. It's like warp 5.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not going to spend on the one that goes to warp 11.
Your phaser set at.
I don't need to get anywhere that fast. Okay.
Yeah. Why would you need to travel faster than light? What's the rush?
Where are you going?
Yeah. And can't we just teleport? Teleportation is so much faster, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're like a big blanket that's just covering the whole world, you know, like you're everywhere all the time.
Exactly. I'm inside of everyone at all times.
Well, see, and so these people just assume, well, if he's the almighty and he can go faster than the speed of light, he should be able to do this. He should be able to do that. So they're just,
they're just grasping. They set up these impossible to meet, like, goals. And they're like, God can't eat a burrito. God can't create a burrito so big that he can't finish it, so therefore, blah, 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 blah.
You know, can God drink a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper and then finish it without burping?
Yeah. No.
That's what people want to know.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Exactly.
And people should learn Jurassic how to Park. Control them. Exactly. Westworld.
Westworld 2, yes. Stop trying to prove whether I exist, jerks. Just listen to the podcast. Proof enough.
All right. Homosexuality can be called a mental disorder, a Chinese court rules, and the LGBT community is, of course, disappointed.
China.
Yeah, I take back the nice things I said about Chinese food.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like
it. Hey, don't blame this on the food. Yeah. You like Chick-fil-A. Oh, actually, you banned it.
No, I don't.
Right? First 200 episodes, Jesus was all about that Chick-fil-A. No.
Oh, we also had Gabriel on back in the early days.
Oh, yeah. Remember Gabriel?
I wasn't on the show in the early days. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It was Gabriel. Gabriel died on the way back to his home planet. You sound just like him. It's amazing.
Yeah, but a higher pitch. It's weird. A Hong Kong social worker's lawsuit in China challenging a widely used textbook that calls homosexuality a mental disorder has been rejected a second time. An LGBT support group spokesman says the textbook's description is as inaccurate as saying the sun revolves around the earth.
I mean, China, not too good with the human rights.
No,
right?
No, this isn't surprising. And it wasn't planned to have that wonderful Chinese restaurant question at the beginning. And then go to this.
It was a totally perfect callback.
Well, yeah. You got to separate the art from the artist. I mean, don't blame Chinese food for China. You know that in the land of China, it's illegal to compare the dictator there to Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't show like Winnie the Pooh there, right? When the movie came out?
Yeah. So not exactly a free place.
But this is why you don't see gay characters in like Disney movies. That's part of the reason.
That's
anyway.
Messed up. How, oh, how I see their them. Power.
Oh, we see them.
We see them.
They're not explicit about it, is what I mean. Right.
They're not.
Well, there's the Beauty and the Beast. Wasn't the Gaston? Yeah. Little
I immediately thought of him too.
No, but in the live action one, Moses is talking about, right?
Yeah, with right, Josh Gad.
Oh, I was thinking about the cartoon one. I just thought my gaydar is really good. I knew he was gay.
I was like Flounder in The Little Mermaid, 1000%, 100.
Yeah,
gay fish. I love Flounder.
They don't. They really? Want their movies to run in China, so that's why.
Also in Snow White, Prince Charming.
What?
Completely gay. Completely
well, remember
gay.
In the final Star Wars movie? I think it was the final one. At the end, they're all celebrating, and there's a blink and you miss it. Lesbian kiss way in the background.
That was a big step. And I bet if you watch that movie in China,
whoa,
that wasn't
back
there.
Back up.
It's true, Moses.
Please,
he needs a timestamp.
So,
Moses blinked and missed it.
I need to slow this down a bit.
At the end of Rise of Skywalker, when they're all celebrating, Rey comes back, and they're all hugging, there's a lesbian kiss.
In the background, very quick.
Are you sure? Are you positive?
Yes, 100,000% sure. Yes.
Okay.
Guess what, Moses? If this was a battle of Star Wars nerddom, you just lost.
Right. I did. I got to get my screenshot ready.
I'm a bigger nerd than you.
I was in a theater and I saw that and people applauded. I was like, oh, come on.
People were also not happy with it because it wasn't like prominent enough.
Right.
Wasn't there a Marvel movie where they were like, there's going to be a gay character and it's just a guy talking about his boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Something
like
that.
They really try to minimize. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
But maybe in the future, you know, maybe
one day.
Maybe.
We're in the future. It's 2021.
I mean, yeah. Maybe Disney has things in the pipeline, you know, like Captain Marvel. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Captain D.
No. Yeah, she's going to end up being all about Captain D, right?
Okay, there's the this photo I just sent to the cast lounge.
Remember the cast lounge?
Yeah. There are so many people in there.
So there it is. That's the kiss you're talking about.
That's it. But it wasn't that zoomed in the movie.
You felt and zoomed all the
it's
way
like
in
a 20th
already.
Of the frame.
I'm telling you, you give me that information. I'm going to be gone for like 15 seconds zooming in, but I'll be back with evidence. Yeah. There it is. That's fantastic. Well, great.
Well, yeah, but people were still not pleased. They still hated the movie.
Oy.
I mean, it wasn't great. Okay, so let's move on to the next story.
Okay. Sorry, I was looking at that kiss.
It's really hot.
It's a passionate
real
one.
Real hot. Okay, so Pope Francis warns mankind faces a second, quote, great flood caused by global warming.
Wow.
The 84-year-old said that in the story of the great flood in the Bible, God used his wrath to punish injustice and clean up the world.
That's true.
Like
that's
a Powerpuff Girl.
Remember that time I flooded the world and killed everyone and then made the humans regenerate from one family through incest again?
Think about it every day. You did a cute thing, though, with the animals when you were like, get two of everyone.
And that was people, cute.
So that's cute. Yeah.
Because that means they had to bone. well said, Pope Francis. You know, I wish you would do something about the what is that thing that the Catholic Church really struggles with?
Child abuse.
Oh yeah.
Tickling boys. Is that it?
Yeah. It doesn't ever seem like they're ever gonna like stop covering that up.
No.
And being bigots on top of it, but he's doing his best, right? What do you think, Jesus?
He's trying. He's better than previous popes.
Right. The Pope isn't, like, omnipotent.
He's got to walk a line. You know, I understand.
It's a whole political structure.
Yeah.
He's old. Right. He talked about your best friend, Satan. He said, God's wrath is against injustice, against Satan.
Whoa.
Is that true?
I mean, you know what? I've been getting along with Satan lately because he's just such a laugh riot. But He does seem quite conservative. Yeah, he's still, you know, technically my enemy, but I'm trying to win him over. I'm always trying to win him over for all the good it does us.
Do you want to win him over, though? I mean, we need this balance.
I want to change his mind.
Yeah, but
you can't change a man.
Good and evil in the world, kind of.
Do we?
A little bit. Well, maybe we don't.
Does evil have to be so evil, though?
Yeah.
Maybe we could, like, switch, you know, like, just change it to be less evil. That would be better.
Okay.
When it comes to flooding the world a second time, I am not the one that's going to be responsible, right? It's humans. This time you're doing it to yourselves. If anything, this shows that I am an elite thinker. Why wait 10,000 years to let you drown yourselves when I can just let you do it? Man, Noah's descendants really turned out to be stupid assholes, huh? I had such a good feeling about him, too.
Anyway,
what are you going to do? It's crazy that I flooded the world, and now I have to try to convince humans to not flood it themselves.
Yeah. Anyway. Didn't they learn the first time?
No.
Oh, right. They never learn.
Did you watch WandaVision?
I watched some of it.
And then you lost interest?
No.
Just haven't made it there.
I wasn't blown away by the finale.
Really?
So I'm with you now, God. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like the direction that it took. I enjoyed Wanda fighting the people outside the bubble, and it became less about that. They were still involved, but it became more about Agatha. And I didn't really care for that as much.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't really talk about it because we can't spoil it for the audience. But yeah. It was okay. I also watched Coming to America 2 this weekend. I had high hopes.
How was it?
It was okay. They did their best. All right. Dudes are pissed about Lola Bunny's less sexy Space Jam design. What? So basically, you just put this in the bin of the right wing getting furious about everything cartoons lately. It's like they're mad about, and puppets, the Muppets, Mr. Potato Head, must have a penis. Yeah, they erased Lola Bunny's huge, like,
I'm
rack.
Sorry. Has anyone made a dictator joke yet about Mr. Potato Head?
No, jump on Twitter.
It's too late.
And it turns out that Lola Bunny never was that sexified. It's like some porno image, some like that they grabbed.
Yeah, she was still pretty hot, though.
Yeah.
But she's still hot like this, too.
Yeah.
She's hot because she's a bunny in a basketball outfit.
Yeah.
And that's just hot no matter how it fits.
But more importantly, who the fuck cares? Are you trying to have sex with cartoons?
Yeah.
You sick fucks. they keep finding crazy things to be upset about.
Yeah.
But, you know, can't they keep trying to make a thing out of cancel culture. But, of course, they have no problem canceling anything. Did everybody see this interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
Yes.
With Oprah?
Yes.
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 Cleared
yes,
my
queen.
Sunday for it.
This is, actually, Sunday. I'm curious because I recorded it. However, I watched 90 Day Fiancé instead, but go on.
Really?
Go
on.
Well, yeah. This is pretty much 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
It's back?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I missed 90 Day Fiancé for this?
That was my decision. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to jump back on that.
Worth it.
Why are you laughing?
It was a really good interview. There were a lot of revelations about how the royal family treated Harry and Meghan. They had cut off Harry and Meghan financially.
Insane.
And the family was even concerned what skin color Harry and Meghan's child was going to be.
So racist.
Yeah.
It was like an episode of The Crown. But it's like
real.
You could tell they were being authentic. Like, it wasn't that like faking it sort of thing. And so the royal family, racist as fuck.
I think I'm kind of taken back. Now, I haven't seen the interview, but I'm kind of taken back where people are like, I mean, is this really surprising to anyone?
Well, they would have you believe that they're like not that way.
Right.
But they totally are. And anyway, I didn't think I was going to be that interested in it until I started watching it. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's pretty salacious.
New season of The Crown came early. Which I love.
They have to add. They've already committed to, I think, just two more seasons of The Crown.
Well,
they need to add another one in light of all of this.
There's money to be made.
Who knew coming out of this the hero would be Tyler Perry?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Perry gave Meghan and Harry security.
Yeah.
When the royal family wasn't willing anymore.
It's like, I guess I'll have to watch a Madea film now just, you know, out of respect.
Support. Yeah. Like, so they took away their security detail. Who does that? Who has the power to do that? Is that the queen?
The firm. Well, so this is my big question, right?
The institution's racist and they took away security detail. But the queen, we love the queen because right. I think they have to be very careful about going after her, right? Because if they go after her, it increases the threat to them.
Right.
Like people will want to fucking kill them.
Also, that's like his grandma. I feel like that's probably part of. He seems to love her.
They want to repair the breach. And most of all, they want their security detail back. I mean, wouldn't you? This is insane. Like, his mother died when they took away the security detail.
I thought it was sweet that he said that they cut them off and now they're living off of what Diana left him.
Yeah, 20 million. And at the age of 25, that's when he started getting payments from that 20 million from his mom.
Wow.
And he was like, it's like she saw this coming or knew this would happen or something. Yeah.
They always say God save the queen. You know what? God fuck the queen. God damn the queen. Get rid of the royal family. The whole reason that they do this shit. The whole reason they play these games and they talk shit about Meghan now, they said she's a bully, which is bullshit. They made it up. Why? Because they want the gravy train to keep going. They love their life being ensconced in billions that they didn't deserve or earn or anything. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you?
Right.
Here we are the morning after the interview. And of course, everybody in England's waking up. Right after the interview, and Piers Morgan goes nuts on his morning show, calling Harry a traitor and all these kinds of things. But it's Piers Morgan, so who gives a shit?
Yeah,
X Factor judge Piers Morgan.
That was right. 17 million people watched that interview, and I bet a lot of it is thanks to how popular The Crown has become. There's just been a lot more interest in the royal family.
I mean, what else is going on too? I feel like the Queen. You know, I've watched The Crown. She's never done, okay? She will win this. You just wait. So, she's probably going to fucking die this week.
Wow.
And just to get the headlines back.
So that's my question.
I'll die now.
Do you guys blame the queen? Because they were drawing the line between the firm and the family.
I mean, if anybody could make changes.
She's in control of everything.
Exactly.
Well, that's my question. So I wish Oprah asked that, and Oprah conducted a very good interview, but I think one big question is who's the buck stop with? Who is to blame?
Her. But they have to be very careful because come at the queen, you best not miss.
And that's the thing. It should be obvious that the queen could make changes if need be. I mean, she would have, like you said, she would have control.
Yeah. The Crown told me so.
And what's that film?
Right, because on that show, it looks like she's pulling all the strings. Really.
Now
the
strings. One of my favorite films was with Dame Helen Mirren. She played, was it just called The Queen?
I think so.
She played Queen
Elizabeth.
It's
on Netflix. I've been meaning to watch that.
It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. And it paints her in a different light. And during the whole Diana saga, when she didn't really show any emotion when Diana passed away, it's fantastic. But it paints the Queen as more of a human person. And it can be strange to go back and watch the queen.
Yes,
now.
She's human, and her number one priority is keeping the crown going,
right?
Because that's what her parents wanted, and because you know it's just they think it's important, and it's for me. I've always thought it's fucked up.
The monarchy's crazy. It's like we let the cast of like a medieval times think that they are real. Like, that's really their job. We just let them go with it. And we're like,
America should do that. Guess what? We have royalty now, too. Congratulations, everybody at Medieval Times, LA.
Well, I hope that Medieval Times in LA and Dallas, I hope they don't, like, lose a bunch of customers now because of this.
But they should really be more violent. It's not that entertaining. It's not like in The Cable Guy. But anyway, let's move on because there's a lot to get to still.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
I planned a lot. I have to read all this praise from the patrons. Okay, first of all, let's read some reviews. Liz Monster, she's given us negative reviews before. She re-upped. 1 star. She just says, evil.
Oh.
Wow.
Am I evil? I guess I am. You have successfully gaslit me, Liz Monster. Here's another one from Wally Sound. 1 star. when people laugh at their own jokes, especially when they are not funny, it's painful. Plus, nobody assumes a character except God, who talks in a low voice and seems like he's in high school. Sorry, I'll pass on anymore.
Well, that's not true.
What is this character bullshit?
Let me cut in here. First of all, comedy and funny is subjective, and a good friend of ours on the
Thank
pod,
you, Joker.
Mr. David Goodman, says, if you think it's funny, then it's going to work. If you think it's funny, and you laugh. It's I don't know who this person is who wrote that.
Well, anyway, we had tons of 5-star reviews. Now we have 2 1-star reviews just sitting there. So if you disagree with these a-holes, then give us 5 stars or write us a good review. You can do that whatever app you're using, or don't. You don't have to. You have free will. You know what? Just don't do it. It's too much work for you. Fine. But not to end on a sour note, we did get a lot of praise from our patrons. I told them this was going to be our 200th episode, and boy, did the love come raining in on our Discord chat server.
Phil, 1974, thank you, God, Jesus, Moses, and Holy Spirit for helping me get through this last year. Virgin Mary, too!
Yes! I love that. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for leaving out Satan.
Oh, gosh. this one is from Sia, pop music superstar Sia.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah, Sia is a patron.
She said, I just love settling into your convos and enjoying while I walk the dog, cook, whatever. She's not cooking the dog because it could sound like that. And Satan was an excellent addition. I listen to many podcasts, but this is the only one I have become a patron for. I am unashamedly an atheist, but this podcast makes me laugh, happy in these horrible times, and the one I look forward to the most.
Aww,
that's nice.
Thanks, famous pop star Sia.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Bacon.
Lord Bacon heavy episode.
Yeah, Lord Bacon heavy episode. Lord Bacon 25. Definitely 5 stars and 10 thumbs up. Awkward. Great content. I always look forward to it. Definitely enjoyed being a guest on the pod. That's right. They were a guest. Yeah. Love that we get to keep seeing various people stop by. Can we maybe check in with Lincoln again?
Ooh, it's been a long time since Lincoln was here. You remember that, Jesus?
No, that was when Gabriel was on, I bet.
Right.
That was a good interview. Yeah. He was a little slow moving, but nice guy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he's up for it. All right, Speed of Mercury says, love the God Pod. Wouldn't change any decision in my life I've made. Everything has led to the God Pod.
Wow.
That's deep.
I don't know if I believe that one.
Believe it.
That one seems like it's making fun of us something. A little bit. Okay. This one's from Tanaris Stark. Tanaris with a T. This podcast feels like I'm hanging out with my buddies from college. I tune in as soon as I can when I get the notification. It's the only one through all this COVID nonsense that has kept my attention and not pissed me off due to being transphobic or homophobic or some other ick. You'd like to think that's more the norm out there, but it really isn't.
Wow.
Thank you, Tanaris.
Thank you. I mean, if there's a reason it feels like you're hanging out with your friends from college, it's probably because I'm stoned all the time. Yeah.
No. James says, I support this podcast because God doesn't discriminate. Being gay, that means a lot. I love that there's a place that I can feel accepted.
How sweet.
Hey, James.
Very nice.
Damn right. Very nice. Chowlin88 says, I've been listening to the pod ever since it was just you and Jesus. I loved it then, and I love it now with all the new characters.
Characters.
I look forward to... Yeah, there's that word again. I look forward to the laughs and the truths that you expose in ways other outlets don't.
Nice.
Love you all and look forward to continue supporting the show for many years to come. Nice. We're an outlet.
River Crimea says, so here's mine. I was the first Archangel on Patreon to claim the reward of a personal video message, and the message was nothing that anyone expected, not even God. But he did such a great job that I've gone back to watch it again when I've needed it, including today. Thank you for doing what you do.
Wow.
Aww.
Wow. You got it. And then this last one was collected on Patreon itself. Brent Joe C says, thanks for all the love and laughter. Been following your Facebook since about 2011. That's when it started. Always warms my heart to see family members of mine sharing your positivity, especially when it's so blunt that it hurts. Smite. Been listening to the podcast since episode 1, but only recently started supporting financially. finally feels like my offerings are actually going towards something good for once. Time for me to catch up on all those Patreon exclusives I missed. My favorite memory was back when you rallied together all your children to put up a God Loves Gays billboard in the hometown of Westboro Baptist Church. If that's not flying that fighter jet up into that UFO from Independence Day, I don't know what is. Up yours, bigots! That's well said. Sweet. You know what? I wish we could figure out some other way to fly that fighter jet up the aliens' a-hole. Exactly.
If there's any episode that has that reference, I think that's a good episode.
Yeah.
I want to see you do another billboard. Yeah. That one was great.
Yeah. I'm all out of ideas. So if you have any ideas for a billboard, I mean, just let us know. It's almost the end of the show. It's time for a new commandment. Thou shalt never, never, never give up. It's Suicide Prevention Month, and like many of you, I too have often contemplated no longer existing, or wondered if I even did, and how much easier it seems that would be. But fuck that shit! Don't let the bastards win. Don't give up. Like the great philosopher Billy Joel once said, it's not always easy to be living in this world of pain. You're only human. Don't forget your second win. Sooner or later, you'll get that second win. The Lord have spoken. Thank you for listening to the God Pod. If you enjoyed this episode, give us 5 stars. And thank you to our patrons. We love you, heathens. The God Pod is made possible by listeners like you. If you support our anti-extremism, anti-cult, pro-sanity cause, join our Patreon. You'll gain an extra 90 minutes a week of the God Pod. Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Thanks, humans.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.